Broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue to order, and we will start by calling the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner's present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist is present on audio.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick present by video. Okay, we have several work sessions. We will move Senate Bill 864 to the bottom of the calendar. We have a dash three amendment for that the Department of Revenue suggested that is very technical in nature, right, Mazin?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we will start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 139.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Kyle Easton, Legislative Revenue Office. And yeah, Senate Bill 139, we do have the dash 13 amendment. And this is the proposal to make changes to Oregon's reduced rates for pass-through income. So the changes being made in the bill with the dash 13, the committee has heard this, but just to remind everyone, there are some changes, a couple reductions in the existing pass-through reduced rates available for owners of pass-through entities with non-passive income. And there's also further requirements being put in place related to the number of employees as a ratio to the owners of the pass-through entity. And then also a secondary way in which a pass-through entity could qualify for the reduced rates if they're not meeting the employee requirements. And that'd be related to a limitation or a requirement more or less to reinvest in the business, reinvesting profits in the business. So we do have the paperwork on this. The revenue impact you'll see is uploaded with a dash 13. It's expected to be about a positive of about $30 million per year. And then the fiscal impact, we receive that, and there is an expected cost on the fiscal side of things of about $150,000 each biennium.
But we don't have a request to send this to Ways and Means, is that correct?
So, Madam Chair, Chris Allen, from Legislative Revenue Office. I'll jump here. I apologize. I don't mean to step on Kyle. There have been a lot of questions about this and the process. And given the calendar and when Ways and Means is wrapping up, the kind of black and white line, as I understand it, for sending something to Ways and Means is if a bill has an appropriation or not. This bill does not have an appropriation, so it doesn't have to go to Ways and Means. And it is definitely on everyone's radar screen as having a positive fiscal impact statement. And so it'll be on LFO's radar screen as they wrap up the budget and if there needs to be any budgetary adjustments for DOR.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have the dash 13 amendment before us. Senator Boquist, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move the A13 amendment dated 6/9/21 into the main bill.
Senator Boquist has moved to adopt the dash 13 amendment to Senate Bill 139. Is there discussion? I see no hands raised.
No. Madam Chair.
Senator Riley.
He did say the dated 6/9. There were two on amendments in the list. The 2 13s. Is that the right one? I see Kyle nodding his head. Thank you. That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Other discussion? Okay. Please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley votes no.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Okay, Senator Boquist.
Ma'am, I move SB 139 as amended by the A13 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist has moved Senate Bill 139 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Senator Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yep. Madam Chair, I still struggle with the moving target of if this bill is going to generate $30 million biennium and it's going to cost $150,000 per year to implement it, how it cannot, it does not go to Ways and Means. I can't keep track of the definitions of bills requiring to goes in Ways and Means when it won. So it seems cumbersome to me, and I believe it's, I trust and believe in Mr. Allenack completely, but it seems like it's a moving target. So I will vote no on this measure. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there other discussion? Okay. Senator Riley, did you have something?
No, thank you.
Okay, please take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes no.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist, yes.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. The motion, the bill goes to the Senate floor. And Senator Boquist and I will co-carry it. Okay, next we have Senate Bill 727.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair,
open
members.
A work session. I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 727. Waiting for the magic words, Chris.
Yes. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Chris Allenack, Legislative Revenue Office. Senate Bill 727 is, as you've heard before, it is a policy that is copied after other states, primarily New Jersey. It's a workaround for the federal salt limitation. The bill with the -4 amendment, which is now in OLS, creates a new entity level income tax and a corresponding personal income tax credit so that the intent is revenue neutral. And the -4, the change in the -4 from the prior one, there are two changes. One is it removes some language around the proration of a tax credit so that the tax credit is not prorated depending on filing status. And the other change can be found on page 2 in section 3, and it limits the eligibility to entities that are made up of owners that are individuals subject to the personal income tax, or a second tier where either if the member of the entity is not an individual, it can be another entity that is made up of solely individuals. This mainly limits the structure of these entities by excluding C corporations and to only two tiers of individuals subject to the personal income tax. You do have the fiscal and you do have the revenue impacts in OLS, and the revenue impact, there isn't a dollar amount on there. It depends on the participation in the program, but it is structured to be revenue neutral between the tax and the credit.
Okay, and then this has quite a substantial fiscal impact, correct?
Yes, I'm pulling that up now. The fiscal here shows for 21-23, a fiscal impact, for actually next biennium and the biennium after that, a give or take $700,000 fiscal.
Right. And this is, to address, and this is quite more substantial than the previous one. And to address Senator Finley's comments, I think this is something that would probably get the analysis of somebody above my pay grade, and I think above this committee's pay grade. So I think if there was to be a decision to send one or both of these to Ways and Means, I would think it would be a higher risk for this one than the previous one. So, Senator Boquist, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move the A4 amendment dated 6/11/21 into Senate Bill 727.
Senator Boquist has moved the dash A4 amendment into Senate Bill 727.
Madam.
Excuse me?
It's just, I apologize. It's just the dash 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just the dash 4. Of course. The dash 4 amendment into Senate Bill 727. Thank you for catching that. Is there discussion? Senator Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for not making me find my icon and raising my hand. So, Madam Chair, I'm trying to grapple with the number of people this will affect. And if I recall back when we looked at this, this could affect tens of thousands of Oregonians by this maneuver. And as we talked in the two public hearings that we held, it was critical that this be linked firmly with the tax credits on the other side, because they have to go hand in hand and hard wrapped together. And I assume that is still the case. So that was, I don't know if a question or a statement or what it was, but thank you.
It is the case, and I really appreciate you bringing up that issue. And that is the main reason why we put a two-year sunset onto this, is because it will, in order to separate these out, it would be considerably more difficult with that sunset. That would have to be a separate action by the legislature.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there other discussion? Okay. Please take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley votes no.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 727 as amended by the A4 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 727 as amended by the dash 4 amendment to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Senator Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the previous comments I made earlier, I still believe that, you know, there's a lot of ties to taxation, Ways and Means, but as you said, there's people much above my pay grade and this committee's pay grades making that decision. But I believe that it should have that analysis of a Ways and Means look. But thank you for letting me state that, and thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Other discussion? Okay, please take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes no.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. The measure passes, and Senator Boquist will carry this possibly with me as a co-carry, but for sure him.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, now we will open a work session on House Bill 2457A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2457A, we do have a dash 810 amendment. This bill is your annual reconnect bill as the committee connects to the Internal Revenue Code. The dash 810 amendment is just resolving a conflict that exists with House Bill 2129, which was also updating the time period in which Oregon connects to the Internal Revenue Code. But as contained in House Bill 2457, the date, the point in time connection is being moved to April 1st, 2021. And that's passed to ensure that Oregon captures all the changes, the most recent changes made at the federal level as well. As related to the earned income tax credit are the ones of most significance in terms of a revenue standpoint. And you'll see that in the revenue impact statement as well. But again, the Dash 810 is just resolving those conflicts, and House Bill 2457 state change to April 1st will control. So it'll be April 1st, 2021 going forward.
Thank you. Senator Boquist.
Yes, ma'am. I move the A-10 amendment dated 6-10-21 into House Bill 2457.
Senator Boquist moves the Dash A-10 amendment into House Bill 2457A. Is there discussion? Okay. Please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye for the A-10 amendment.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Senator Boquist.
Yes, ma'am. I move House Bill 2457 as amended by the A-10 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2457 as amended by the A-10 amendment to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. And that whishing sound you hear is a sigh of relief collectively by Oregon's certified public accountants. Okay, let's see. We need a carrier with that. Senator Riley, would you like to carry this?
Of course, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, now we will open a work session on House Bill 2247.
I'm so sorry, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2247A authorizes counties to adopt ordinance or resolution authorizing waiver of interest charge on delinquent property taxes due to the pandemic or the wildfires. This measure has no direct revenue impact as it's permissive, so it would depend on the participation of the counties.
Okay, Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2247A to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2247A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. And Senator Boquist, not to overload you, but this is your niche, it seems, this session. So if you'd be willing to carry this, I would be very appreciative.
Delighted, Madam Chair.
Have to keep you busy, so it keeps you off the streets. Okay, we will now open a work session on House Bill 2331.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2331 specifies that broadcasting facilities such as radio stations and local broadcasting stations would be not centrally assessed or subject to central assessment, but instead would be locally assessed. So this would just essentially clarify and specify that those particular entities would not be captured under the communications portion of central assessment.
Okay, is there a motion? Senator Boquist.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. House Bill, I move House Bill 2331A to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boqvist has moved House Bill 2331A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. And I will carry this one. Okay. Now we will open a work session on House Bill 2343.
Madam Chair, I think that I think I've uploaded the wrong version of the paperwork. If it's possible, I can try and fix this by the end of the meeting, or maybe we should stand at ease. I don't know if to talk to Chris. I need to fix the B. There was a B4.
Oh, okay.
And I need to check on that.
Let's close the work session on House Bill 2343, and we'll go to the next two bills, or one or two bills, and give you a chance to correct that. So I will open a work session on House Bill 3275.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Chair. House Bill 3275 would exempt the land underneath the residential property or a percentage of condo property for low-income housing that is where the land is owned by a community land trust, and that the property is burdened by an affordability covenant.
Okay, Senator Boqvist.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3275B to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boqvist has moved House Bill 3275B to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? I see no discussion, so take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. House Bill 3275 is passed. And Senator Finley, would you like to carry this bill?
Madam Chair, I would be delighted.
Wonderful. Okay, so now we can either, do we have our dash three on Senate Bill 864 yet? Do we have that fiscal?
Doesn't look like it, Madam Chair, not yet.
Okay, so we'll stand at ease for a moment and give Jamie a chance to get the paperwork in order for House Bill 2343.
Broadcasting.
Thank you. I will reconvene the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue, and we are missing paperwork on Senate Bill 864 and House Bill 2343. So we will move those two bills over to our Wednesday meeting. And that concludes the agenda. And Chris, do we have anything else we need to accomplish?
No, I think you've accomplished your agenda with those two bills.
Okay, and then tonight we will all be there for our joint tax expenditure committee meeting. Hopefully this will be our penultimate meeting. Okay, thank you, committee. We are adjourned.
See you at 5:30.